Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. Who do you say I am? In order to answer that question, it has to first be based upon the relationship for which you have with a person. Who do you say that I am? For those who are further away from us, how they respond to that usually is more of a nickname than a term of endearment that those would use who have an intimate relationship with you. Who do you say that I am? Of course, we go by many different names, all of us do. The one that we hold most dear, obviously, is the name for which our parents have given us and that we've been consecrated to Christ in our baptism. But when we think of those terms of endearments or nicknames, they're based upon things such as the color of our hair, our physical status, our prowess of sports, our intelligence, and place in society. Nicknames come such as for color of hair as red or whitey, or if you don't have hair, chrome dome or baldy. If your structure, physical quality is present to somebody, you could be called big guy or peewee. Or prowess in sports, you could be the road runner or the turtle, or you could be clutch or klutz. You could be Mr. or Mrs., you could be Miss, you could be doctor, you could be reverend. There are so many different titles that we give, and some of them are truly flattering and others are just right out sarcastic. But when we think about who do we say that we are to those that we love, to those that we have an intimate relationship with, they become terms of endearment, and they become names that we treasure the most, and those are the ones perhaps maybe others don't even know about because it's not important to what they say. It's only important to what we know in those relationships. So the name-calling game begins today in the gospel when Jesus says, "Who does the world say that the Son of Man is?" What kind of nicknames, what kind of labels are they putting on me? And the apostles answer immediately, well, some of you think you're John the Baptist, come back from the dead, which is pretty awesome. Or Elijah or Jeremiah coming back, or one of the other prophets. But I know that the apostles realized that people were calling Jesus a bunch of other things too, that they don't quite mention because they're not as much flattering in specifics to who he is, but more general, such as wonder worker or miracle worker, or even those that aren't flattering as the Pharisees and the scribes used for Jesus, Beelzebul, the prince of devils. But Jesus isn't really interested in those nicknames that people are giving him. He's only interested in who does his disciples say that he is? Those who walk with him, those who stay with him, those who were called to follow him. And when Jesus asked the question, I'm sure that all the apostles looked down at the dirt and at their sandals, thinking of the names that they call him, teacher, rabbi, friend. But it's Peter. It's Peter who responds in the way that Jesus desires them all to know him. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says, "Simon, which was his name, the son of Jonah. Simon, you do not know that by yourself. You know that by the power of God's love for you. And since you recognize who I am, since you've given me that term of endearment, then I will return the favor to you. Simon, you will no longer be Simon. You will be Peter. You will be Rock. And upon that relationship that you and I are forming right now, I will build my church. And the powers of the world will never prevail over it. What a beautiful story, because what happens today in the gospel in this name calling is a relationship that all of us need to have, both with Christ Jesus and Simon Peter, the church. So what should be our mission this week? I think it should be that we should examine what terms of endearment are most valuable and most important to us when we think of Jesus, the Son of Man. We should list them as the one who is the Christ, who consecrates our lives into His. The incarnate Word, the reason why we take the sacred scriptures and read them with so much love. The crucified one, because we know that he continues to forgive us our sins. The merciful one who reaches out to heal our lives. The bread of life, whom we desire to receive as all of you are here in the midst of a pandemic, to be nurtured by him. And of course, the risen one, for he promises eternal life. But we should also list those things for the church as well. What is the terms of endearment that are important of Simon, son of Jonah? And I would start there. We should never forget he was Simon, because he was human like you and I, full of fear, full of love, full of mistakes, full of bold proclamations. But he's also Peter, the rock for which the missions that you and I tend to come through. Peter is the divine truth which Christ speaks through his church. He is the sacramental life for which we receive through the church. He is the one who gives us purpose in serving the poor through the church. So when you come forward to receive our Lord Jesus, the bread of life, the King of Kings, the Father of all, the God of consolation, thank him for that gift. But also thank him for being the things for which you need him to be, as the Christ, as the merciful Savior, as the risen one. And also thank him for the gift of the church. Because in these times today, divine truth will not come from Facebook. It will not come from politics. It will not come from the evening news. It will come always from the mouth of Christ through his church. Thank him for that gift, so that you never become lost in the mission of following Christ through this into eternal life. And if you do these things, then you will know that the name that you treasure most, above the name for which you were given in baptism, is the name Christian, for you follow Christ. Catholic, for you follow his church. And I promise I will do the same.